Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking to the Beyond with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and with me, as always, my partner in crime, my yin to my yang, Robin Wolf. Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Robert?
I am excellent today, and happy Sunday to all of our listeners. Today is June 23rd, and blessed summer solstice in Wicca, if you celebrate. We have the longest day of the year, shortest night of the year on Friday, and I recharged my batteries by taking a couple of days off and just celebrating sunshine, and we actually got some sunshine after all that rain. So, did you celebrate the summer solstice?
I did. I didn't take the weekend off, but I did celebrate in my own way. It's a time of new beginnings, and I meditated a lot and made decisions on what my new beginnings are.
Very nice.
And, I made some decisions. I'll be renting a wellness, an office and a wellness studio in Virginia, and I'm excited about it. So new things are coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, new things are coming. Bigger, better things are on our way.
So it's all good.
So explain to us what we'll be doing today.
You want me to explain?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would love for you to.
So today I thought we'd explore our callers' past, present, and future by drawing three tarot cards for each caller and then telling them how a situation has progressed or regressed over time and just see where they're heading, you know, their outlook for their future. You know, for say the next 6 months to a year. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know if each caller is going to want that, but of course we'll give each caller what they ask for. Well,
perfect. All
within
right. So
reason,
let's start the calls.
Of course.
We have some callers waiting, so let's start with. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
It's an honor to meet all of you today.
Well, where in California are you from?
Wendy? Sacramento, California.
How's the weather? Beautiful, I would guess.
It's in the 80s.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. It's
so
in the 80s here,
today?
Too.
Past, present, and future. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's your question for today?
Okay. I am currently employed for almost 2 years at a medical insurance call center. Recently had a change in supervisors. Her name is Christina. I really like her, and I think I trust her. Her assistant is Tracy. I'm not too sure about that. But I applied online for a new job at 5:33 in the morning today. It's for vision insurance, but it's not on the phone. It's more like they call it web chat, and I've got 15 years experience. So, and I also applied to Versant. That would be on the phone for vision insurance, but I'm applying everywhere that I think is feasible. Do you see me getting a new job soon, and will I be able to keep it for at least a year?
Before I even throw the cards out, I'm getting a yes. I'm getting a yes, you will get a job, and you will keep it for longer than a year. And again, I just got the Wheel of Fortune card, so that says yes. The one thing that I need to say to you, and this is not by any means an insult. I believe it's a problem that most of us have in life when it comes to jobs, is don't allow yourself to be a doormat and make sure you speak your mind. I don't know if that's an issue for you, but that's what came up in the cards that I just put out. But I do feel like by, I want to say July, August, you will have that new job of yours. And I do feel as though you will have it for a year. The one thing that I feel, though, is that when if you take an online or a phone job, you're kind of putting yourself, making yourself spend a lot of time alone. Does that make sense to you?
Well, regardless of whether or not they're both call center jobs, and they require you to be independent. And that's fine.
Okay.
That you can. There's always interaction in the call center. And so do you think it'll be with the Versant company or a totally different company?
I got a V. So I'm hearing Versant will be I'm hearing that Versant will offer you with a job. But I'm hearing, I don't know why, I'm hearing that the job has not come to you yet, okay? And I'm hearing that within the next 3 weeks, you're going to see that job come. And I'm hearing that you're going to get another job, but I am hearing that Versant will offer you a job. But I'm hearing that something else is going to come to you, if that makes sense.
Okay. So I think you said it will not be Versant. It'll be a different company.
No, I'm hearing that Versant will offer you the job, but I'm hearing that either in 3 days or 3 weeks, and my timing is not always accurate, that another job will come to you that you'll be very excited about, and then you'll have a decision to make. I do feel as though something's shifting, and I'm not sure why I'm seeing that, but I do feel as though, I don't know, I'm still hearing you need to speak up for yourself. You need to say what you deserve. And I feel like that this job that you have right now might be a lesson for you to learn, might have been a lesson for you to learn that. So when you take this next job, it won't be, it won't repeat. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh my God, you're amazing. And I'll tell you why. you're right on the money, because I've been with this company almost 2 years. And I've been abused in the workplace badly by three of my peers and also my supervisor. I'm very thankful that he hired me, but I started praying about a year ago. And I'm a very kind person, so I was careful with my words. I said, please bless my current supervisor with a new opportunity or move me to a new supervisor. And then lo and behold, last month we were all informed that the company was telling him that he was going to be gone at the end of May, and that our team was being shifted around. And so you are exactly correct that I have to learn how to speak up to myself. And I am worried about my current job because I never got the training that I needed to do my job. I was off on medical leave periodically. And but I talked to my supervisor Christina Friday, and I was very cordial to her, and I said, I want you to know that I told her about a procedure that we're supposed to know, and I said that I'll need help with this. And she was very pleasant, and she said, no problem, just send me a message and we'll get you the help you need. So it's a whole different experience so far. But and I'll be honest with her, maybe this coming week, about I asked for training many times that I never received. So but I want to be able to keep my current job until I get a new job.
You will. But I am gonna this new thing that's coming your way, I feel like you have a new beginning at this job that you're in now, and that it's going to get better. And I do feel as though you're going to get the training that you've asked for, because you apparently have learned to, you are learning, which I'm proud of you for, to speak up and to say what you need. And I do think that you learned a lesson, as we all do. So I'm hearing, let whatever happened before this new supervisor, let it go. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I do feel like you're going to be offered the job from Versant, but I also feel like things are going to change at your current job. Now, I also hear something that could be what I'm hearing is going to change your mind. I feel like you're going to get more excited about the job you're in now. So just keep your options open. Just keep your options open. And see what happens. But you will get that. You will, if it's not Versant, it's going to be another job that starts with the letter V. V as in Victor. So
okay. I'm worried because on Friday, thank God I was not required to go on the phone, because out of the blue I had vertigo, and when I tried to stand up and walk, I was wobbly on my feet, and it was very serious. And also, I have been working in a more of a dimly lit environment, and the lights where I'm at now are intense. And I'm not kidding you. I put my head down on my desk. Nobody noticed it. And I had ice on me because I was sick from the vertigo. But I did speak up to Christina, and I told her, and I said, she's going to remove the light above me. She said, well, other people around me may like the bright light. And that's not, then I don't know what's going to happen because I don't think I can tolerate it. You know what I mean? Very sensitive to light. But I hope when I go in tomorrow, the light above me is gone and that something can be worked out, because as long as I'm there, I want to stay with her. I don't want to move to another boss because it's really a catch 22. But I think she's a good supervisor, but I've got this lighting situation, and I think the vertigo is probably stress. But the lighting,
have you seen a doctor? Have you seen a doctor for the vertigo? I don't know what they do for that.
I've talked to two doctors about it, and they shrug and they treat it very casually. I had a severe fall in the middle of March, and
I think you need to change doctors and get another opinion. I don't know why I'm hearing a special glasses or something for that light, but I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you any medical advice. So all I'm hearing is see a third doctor and see if they can do anything for you. I'm also hearing that you need people around you, and that you need to be in an environment where there are other people that are on your team that you can, you know, communicate with. So I am hearing that. So just keep that in mind. Do you have any other things to add, Robert?
No, you hit on everything that I have. I had the new beginnings card, that people at work were watching you in a positive way. And good news is coming, like the end of something, and good news is definitely coming. So everything that Robin hit on.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you both.
Okay.
And
you're welcome.
I'm going to be 68 on July the 6th, but I cannot afford to retire. So I'm trying to hold off on starting my Social Security until at least February of next year, but that means keeping employed. Will I be able to wait until at least February of next year until I start drawing my Social Security?
I feel yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Well, I hope
we
answered
your
questions, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for
calling. It was an honor to meet both of you. God bless. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. I think I just cut her off in mid-sentence. Oh, God, I love technology.
You did.
Okay, at least I didn't hang up on you this time, Robin.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hold on one second. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Anna Bell. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Your question today?
Well, I just wanted to get some insight with regards to, like, romance relationships.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I feel like I have a bad connection. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, insight into, like, romantic relationships.
Did you say romantic relationship?
Yes.
Now, are you in one? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you in one? Or are you asking
not as of yet.
Okay. Okay, good. I mean, not good, but at least I'm glad I understood your question. I apologize. For some reason, that's called staticky. Do you want to start, Robert, or do you want me to start?
Sure. All right. Romantic relationship. Well, all right. As I'm shuffling, the ring card came out. So there is definitely a relationship coming your way, but you have to be prepared for it because it's going to – the only thing I can say is knock you off your feet, okay? It's going to be a really great relationship, very successful. As I said before in the intro, the yin to your yang, are you taking a class by any chance? Because I feel like maybe he's going to be like a teacher or going back to college for a like higher degree, but he's going to be in the education field, okay, or learning something because the book came out. It's going to be very, very successful, and it could lead to marriage. But you have to take it very slowly and don't put all your heart into it. Like, don't think after one day you fell in love with this person, okay? Because it didn't happen that fast. But success again, wow. This is going to be really, really great for you. And I feel like it's going to come very, very soon. One more card. What's the card? Okay, that's more success for you. This is going to be a very, very successful relationship. I feel like I'm like just reiterating the same thing over and over again. Oh, and the bunny's back, so that's new beginnings. And I keep getting the name Charlie or Charles or Chuck. And the book keeps popping out at me. So he probably will be in the education field. Okay?
Okay.
Do you know anybody in the education field right now? Because I feel like you might even know him.
Not at the moment, but I am attending school. So maybe that's
okay.
The educational portion.
That could be it. You might meet him through school. So.
You don't know.
What
did you not know? I have a question. Are you, because I keep seeing the book too, but I'm also seeing a church. You're not studying something to do with church, are you? Or law or something like that?
No, it's more of medicine.
It's more what?
Medicine.
Okay. So I feel, I mean, I'm hearing the same thing as Robert. I'm hearing that this person is going to be very like you in that you both would take your shirts off their backs to help other people. And that even though you're in medicine, you know, and I feel like the money is not what matters to either one of you, if that makes sense. So I feel like you'd rather help people than take their money. Not that you don't take money, but you know, I feel like you have a balance. I am also seeing that this person that you're going to meet, and I want to say before October, I'm not sure what Robert said, but I am hearing before October. I am also seeing signing papers, a marriage license, or moving in together. But I'm also, and I'm seeing a lot of new beginnings. I want to say between October and spring of 2020. But what I am seeing is that either you or him need to make sure that you give each other space. I don't know why I keep seeing neediness. And I'm not sure if it's you that's needy in a relationship. And I'm not insulting you, so please don't take it that way. But it's either you or your partner that is going to be a little bit needy. So exactly what Robert said is don't go too fast, be patient, because I feel like you're going to need to be patient with this person more so than he or she being patient with you. So I just, I'm seeing, have patience. There's a reason for the neediness, and it's almost, and it's not a distrust, but it's a fear of making a mess of the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. But I'm also seeing a lot of success in the financial and also in the relationship. But I am seeing, you know, take it slow when you do meet this person. Don't, you know, try not to move. I know it's hard not to, but just take it as slowly as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, I
give
also saw the 4 month period.
What, Robert?
I'm sorry?
I said, I said I saw the 3 to 4 month period as well. Get to really know the person first before you jump in. And I feel like he may have been hurt in a previous relationship, or in, whether it be for you or for him, I just feel somebody was hurt in a previous relationship, and that's why you need to take it slowly, because that person took it too fast the last time and got really burned. So I just feel like baby steps. And I hate that phrase, but I'm going to use it, baby steps.
Yeah, I'm not one to jump into things, so I think I'll be good.
Okay. You call us back when it happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you. All right, Robin, you ready for caller number 3?
I am.
I thought I hung up on you. I didn't hear you. Hold on a second.
You did not hang up on me. I am here.
All right. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Stacy. What's your question today?
Hi. Is it possible I could get a general reading, please?
Oh, sure. Let's see.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Robin, am I starting or do you want to start first?
You can start. I'm shuffling.
Okay. All right, Stacy, when I first got the cards, I feel like there's a brooch near you. I don't know if it's your mother's or your grandmother's, that it just seems like a cameo brooch, but some kind of brooch that they had, that you have of theirs. All right, let me just see a general reading for Stacy. Let's see. First card is. Okay, so the first card that came up is the flame. That's the most powerful card in the deck. So whatever you're doing right now, it's going to be a success. Wow, the second success card. Hold on, let's see if we can... The house, what else do we have here today? Crossroads. Some kind of end of your show. Okay. Okay, Stacy, here's the general reading for you. Whatever you're doing now is going to be successful. If you're thinking about moving or changing residences, weigh your pros and cons first, because it is going to be a stressful move. But wherever, I feel like you will be moving, and that's going to lead to happier times. And it's just the end of whatever is... whatever's negative in your life, okay? Like, all the negative stuff is going to come to an end, and nothing but positivity is going to come to you. And as I say this, a blue jay just flew right next to the window. So there are spirits around you that are going to guide you the correct way. Something is ending, and, like, new beginnings, but you're at a crossroads of whether or not what to do, and you will make the right decision. And I feel like it's about... of where you live. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any specific questions to go along with that?
Okay. I wanted to know about a job, or you see anything new coming in soon?
Yes, there's absolutely success is on right around the corner for you. let me just say one question. Oh, the work card just flew out of the cards while I was. So it is work and home. You have like a whole new beginnings with work and home. So take the work issue first, deal with that, and then worry about where you're going to move to, or if you're going to move, or all of these decisions will greatly affect your health, and everything is positive. All the cards are positive for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robin, did you have anything to add?
The only thing that I have to add is I'm not sure why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing that you need to have I feel like you need to balance things out, whether it's work, family, and home. But I'm hearing that you are working hard to balance yourself out. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but I'm hearing that you do have a lot of patience, and it might be almost too much patience, okay? I don't know how I don't usually run into people that have too much patience, but I feel as though you're one of those people. I do see a new job coming your way, and I do see the money allowing you to worry less, but I also feel as though in order for that new job to be really fulfilling for you, that you need to let certain things from your past go. And once you allow those things from the past go, whether it was someone that stepped all over you or an argument or you're holding things in, once you let that all go, everything is going to turn around for you and that job is going to be successful. I'm hearing that in 3 months' time, and I think that's what Robert might have said also, you're going to have the job of your dreams. So I'm also hearing the same thing as Robert. But I'm hearing it's essential that if it's you that's the one who's really patient, that you need to step it up a little bit, and I'm hearing it's essential for you to let some of your past go. Okay, don't look backwards. Just keep looking forwards. We all make mistakes. And your friends make mistakes. Your family makes mistakes. Everyone says things and makes mistakes that they wish they didn't make. But don't keep looking backwards at it. Just keep stepping forward and don't look back, and you'll be just fine.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's this question. I recently got hired with a job, but it seems as if it's one of those where this minute I need you, next minute, no. Do you see me going back there or in the meantime, or that's just ended completely?
I feel like you will be going back and forth there, but I don't feel as though you're going to keep that job. Again, I feel like you're being too patient with them. They either want you there or they don't want you there.
Right.
And you're in charge of your own destiny. They're not.
Right.
So I'm hearing you're going to be signing the papers for, I feel like, a contract. I don't know if you work on a contract basis, but if you do, you're going to be signing new papers or employee papers or a W-9 or whatever you need to do. You will be, but you need to cut. I am hearing you need to cut them loose, but don't cut them loose until you have another job. But remember, you're in charge of your own destiny. So don't let them be in charge, okay? I mean, I know that they're the ones that can hire you or not hire you, so I'm not telling you to speak out against them. But keep looking, because there's something out there that's just for you. But you will be signing a contract, and I want to say definitely before November, October, November, you're going to be in a job that you really like, and you're going to like everybody there.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Are you hearing the same thing, Robert?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I hear just be firm with them. Either they want you or they don't want you. But you are going to get the dream job in, I would say, about 3 to 5 months. And you are just, because the Flames came out as the first card, there's nothing but success waiting for you. You just have to be a little bit more patient. And as Robin said, you need to stop being so, what's the word that you used before? Was it patience?
I use patience. Yeah, I use patience.
No, your dream job will be coming to you, okay? That's plain and simple, but just be firm with your job now. Either they want you or you don't want them, or they don't want you. Wow, that Blue Jay is back again. Holy crap. Okay, yeah, you definitely have also, I don't know who I keeps talking. I guess the Blue Jays in for everybody. There's a lot of spirits around everybody of our callers. So, yeah, I got nothing else to say. I'm just rambling.
Okay.
Now.
Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. Robin, you ready?
I am so ready.
Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is T. How are you?
Good, how are you? Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Sure, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And where are you calling from?
Calling from New Jersey.
Jersey, what part?
I'm from, like, the northern part, closer to the city.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, perfect. What's your question?
Are you from are you from Jersey City?
No, but I'm close to it. I'm in, like, East Orange.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm from New Jersey, and Robert lives in New Jersey. I have family in the Oranges and in Jersey City. Awesome place.
Oh,
Jersey girls
are the
best.
There, so.
Yeah. It's a little boring. I moved back here.
Did you say Jersey's boring?
Yeah, just a little bit, cause I moved out of state and then I came back and I'm like, oh, it's nothing to do. Like I remember it.
No fun. Don't take Jersey City on the city.
Oh yeah, no, Jersey City, downtown Jersey City is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
That's what I hear. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
What's your question today?
Okay, question is about love. Actually, when do you see something serious coming into my life?
Well, the first thing I feel is that you got to let go of some of the baggage. And this could be emotionally as well. You need to cut the cord with somebody. I feel like there's somebody around you that you're always either drawn to again or going back and forth with. You really need to cut the cords with. And I'm going to tell you simply how to do this, okay? Get either sea salt or kosher salt. Mix it with a little bit of water and rub your ankles with it, okay? And think of all of the cords coming being cut. So whoever it is, I don't know their name, but it's someone from past life and this life that you keep going on this journey with. And it needs to be done before you can bring this new person into your life.
That's so crazy. I know who you're talking about. I just actually rekindled with him to where we had a trip, and I actually reached out to him. And his name starts with an
A. Okay. But if you really want to get rid of that, you need to sea salt, salt and water your ankles because that's where
bad?
All the cords are.
Okay. Is it a bad kind of
I don't feel like it's bad, but it just keeps going up, like in a merry-go-round. It keeps going around and around and around. Whether or not you want to bring somebody else on that into your life, or do you want to keep going around and around with him? That's the decision you have to make. But I also do feel like there is somebody else waiting for you, a new beginning, like a new relationship, once you get that person out of your life for good. And I know that makes you out wrong, but you understand where I'm going with it.
He was gone for 4 years, and I was, you know, dating. I'm still dating. I talked to someone. But, yeah, we're just friends. We're not in any kind of relationship. We're just friends. We was just clearing the cords of the negative energy we had. So it was just like a friendship kind of thing.
Okay.
We both live in two different places. So, so we was just, it's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, this is just, the two of you are definitely in past lives together. I'll let Robin finish soon. Go ahead.
So I feel like I don't disagree with Robert. I'm just adding a different twist to it of what mm-hmm. could happen. And I'm seeing and hearing that you've been on this journey getting to know yourself. And mm-hmm. and I feel like moving back to New Jersey is part of the journey. I'm not sure why. But I do feel like, I don't know why, but I'm hearing that you know this person that you're going to be with. And I'm hearing that you did cut the cord with this guy. You can be friends with him now, this other gentleman that you haven't seen for mm-hmm. 4 years. Mm-hmm. Whatever you fixed with him, I feel is you definitely did it and paved the way for someone new to walk in for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to tell you that I'm seeing, and I don't know why I'm seeing this, so I'm just going to throw it out there. But I am seeing a baby, so I don't know why, but I feel like there might be a pregnancy before a marriage. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. But I do feel as though whoever you get pregnant with is going to be from love and that it will be good. So I'm hearing that I'm not really good with times, but I'm hearing next spring you're either going to get married first or you're going to get pregnant first. Like I said, I'm not great with
okay.
time.
With the,
but I do...
The new person, right? Not the old.
Yeah, not the. No, you cut the cord with him, and I do feel like you're going to talk every so often to this other guy that you haven't seen for 4 years. I don't
mm-hmm.
feel like. I feel like you cleared things up with him, so that you were able to let
mm-hmm.
go of that. And I'm for one, I'm really proud of you for doing that. But I do feel mm-hmm. as though the person that's in your life now, I feel as though it's leading up to a family.
Okay, the one that I'm talking to now.
Yes. I don't know if it could be someone else coming into your life, but I feel as though you know the person right now. And I'm seeing a baby. So I'm going to leave it at that. Go ahead.
If it starts with a J, are you good with names or his name starts with a J?
I was hearing Jeremy or Jeffrey. I don't know why. Jeremy, Jeffrey, James. But I, you know, sometimes I hit names and sometimes I don't. What about you, Robert?
I also heard the word Jeffrey or Jeff.
Okay.
And if that's not his name, it could be a middle name or someone associated with him. Again, it could be, or it could just be a name that sounds like that. It could be a street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be Jeffrey's Street that, you know, that you go to or meet at. You know, it doesn't have to be his name.
Okay, because I talked to someone currently with the name Jay, but we're like friends, but we're just in the beginning stages of dating. But he's very younger. He's much younger than me.
No, that's not so bad all the time. I'm feeling that this person that you're going to be with is, I feel like he can be very creative and also very businesslike. So I feel like he mm-hmm. almost has two sides to him. But I also feel mm-hmm. like he's an adventurer and he likes to explore. I see some travel. and I feel like he likes, you know, he likes the outdoors, this person. I don't see you staying in New Jersey. I don't know why. I feel like you're going to move out to California or somewhere out west. I'm not sure why. But not until...
I was talking about moving there. One of my brothers live out there in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about moving there, but I didn't want to move there.
I don't see the move right now. I don't know. I'm getting 2 to 3 years, but I do see you moving out there once you are in a relationship. I don't know why. I'm just hearing artsy art, not a model, but, you know, photography art. But I'm also hearing finances, so it could just mean that this person does well with artwork. Or I don't know. I'm just hearing he could be artistic and creative, but also business. That's all.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing
the
guitar. And I'm seeing the guitar. So, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind. You know, I'm seeing the guitar as well, also.
Okay. So maybe that's the person coming in, but don't know when.
Yeah, but I do feel like you know this person already. And when I say no, you know, that's tricky because it could be your higher consciousness. Your higher consciousness knows each other. So when you see each other, you might feel familiar already. Sorry?
Does this person stay in the same state?
I'm here in the same state. I'm seeing the Empire State Building, so I'm seeing New York City, the Hudson River. Not necessarily he lives in New York City, but that's why, you know, Jersey City came to my mind first. So I'm just here in New York skyline, so I do feel as though he will be here.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to another caller.
Don't hang up on me, Robert.
I'll try not to this time. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
And your question today?
Do you give the generals or do I need a question?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
No.
Okay.
General's good.
Robin, did you want to start or...
I can start. I'm just shuffling the cards. So if you feel something before I say something, go right ahead. You know me. I hate silence.
Okay, so while I'm shuffling, I hear Ramp, Ragtime Races, sing that song, doo-dah, doo-dah. Okay. This song's playing in my head. Okay.
So, Keisha, right?
Uh-huh.
Keisha? Hi.
Yes.
So the first thing I'm seeing is that you enjoy helping people. You enjoy saving the day. That's what I'm seeing first. And I'm seeing that you're planting all of your seeds for the future. And
mm-hmm.
it's like you're getting all of your ducks in a row to make your final decision. And I feel like that decision is... with finances right now and also a relationship. It could be a business relationship or a personal. I'm not sure yet. But I do feel as though you are looking to, and I don't know what part of Arizona you live in, and I don't know Arizona all that well. But what I'm seeing is that you're going to live, that either you live now outside the city and go into the city for work, or that you're looking to do something like that. Like I said, I don't know Arizona that well, but I feel like right now you're balancing out your money situation and you're very balanced. You know, even you like to go out and you like to save. You know, if you could save the world, you would. You know, you always want to help people. But you're learning how to help yourself first, and that's very important. And I feel like you're very, very balanced. You know, it's almost like, you know, you're not going to sink. So no matter what decision you make, you're never going to sink, if that makes sense to you. But I do feel like in the coming months, July specifically, you're going to have a lot of choices to make. You're going to have a whole lot of decisions. And I feel like every decision is good except for two. So I'm going to tell you to use your intuition.
Right.
Really use your intuition to make these choices. Because I'm hearing that one person could be a new employee, someone that you're working with or someone that you become friendly with is going to look like a great person but is going to be somewhat of a snake. So I'm just hearing you're going to have choices to make, and just be sure you weigh out the choices.
Okay. But don't worry, the hospital down the street. If I get bit. Oh, gosh, I'm surrounded by snakes. I say I'm surrounded by snakes. There's a hospital right down the street if I get bit.
But I'm also hearing that you're either going to move or you're going on vacation, because I'm seeing water and I'm seeing a boat, which doesn't necessarily mean you're going on a cruise or anything, but I do feel as though you're taking a long trip, either business or pleasure. And I feel like you're going with one or two people. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I hear it coming.
I am thinking about all three of the above, thinking about moving.
Okay.
It's this trip I want to take, but I'm thinking I'm going to do it by car. But there's also another trip, a boat trip, but it's going to cost some money. So that might be within next year.
You will be doing that. That boat trip is going to be important for you. So you will get the money to do it. You always get money when you need it. It's almost like it just, you know.
Yeah, that's a spirit wants me to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the only time.
Yeah.
That's the only time. Otherwise, the universe be like kind of sucking it up on me. Like, nope, I ain't got nothing to do today.
But I feel like it's your time. Like, I feel like 2019, 2020 is your time. And it's your time. It's almost like your karma is so good that when you're supposed to be doing something, as you said, the money will just show up when it needs to be there. So I feel like you're going in the direction you need to go and that you're intuitive enough to make the right decision. I don't know why, but I also I feel like if there's not a man or a partner in your life right now, I feel like one is coming. I want to say before the end of the summer, I see butterflies. So I'm hearing that you're going through your own transformation right now, and it's time for you to fly. Okay, it's time for you to spread your wings and take that leap of faith and do what you want. And once you do that, you're gonna have a partner is going to walk into your life rather abruptly, I don't think the first person is going to be the one, but I feel like the second person that comes in will be the one. Do you have anything to add, Robert?
I'm laughing because as you're talking, I see the crossroads, and you're gonna have to make a decision between A and B, and I definitely agree with B more than A. There is a great relationship coming your way. You have two power success cards right next to the relationship. And as Robin said, you're getting your ducks in a row for a happy, healthy life. Know what you want. You're going after it. There's full steam ahead. And, it's all about the relationship. And you will get in one. There will be a decision you have to make at the crossroads. And there is light at the end of the tunnel for you, so don't fret about it. And what else do I have to add? The health is good, success is all around you, and happiness. So what else can you ask for? You're planting your seeds for that big, happy life. And because I got nothing but flowers and the bride is right next to it, so there will be a very successful marriage coming your way.
Okay.
And I don't see the kids cards, so I don't know about those yet.
Well, I'm 43, so I don't know if they're coming. I mean, I already have four. I would like another one, but I understand I'm 43, though. I'm kind of old.
God bless you having four kids.
Huh?
I said God bless you for having four children.
Yeah, so. All right. It is what it is.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day. God
you
bless
you. You too. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Did I hang up on this? There we go. All right, we have time for one more caller, probably. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Mike, and I'm in Nevada.
Hi, Mike, and how are you today?
Oh, can't complain.
Perfect. And what's your question today?
Yeah, my question is, I've started a new job at a big casino, and I'm overqualified for what I'm doing. And it's very part-time right now, and I'm just curious if it's something that's going to move forward to something potential, or I could actually move to Dallas, where I had a great medical sales job in Santa Barbara, but the cost of living in California is ridiculous, and when you're in a commission sales position, taxes in California are ridiculous. So Texas is much more friendly property value-wise as well as taxes, and plus it's a recession-proof state. I'm just curious if you see anything ultimately by taking this job with this big casino was to also work on my project, but the idea of I'm just looking to make the money, and it's frustrating
I understand that, in
Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like nothing but happiness for you. Robin, you start. Go ahead.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you that I don't think there's happiness for you in Vegas. When you said Dallas, Austin, Texas popped into my head, I don't know why. Not sure why I hear that you're going to finish your project in Austin. I don't know why I'm hearing that and just throwing it out to you. But I also am hearing that no matter what you do, you're going to be successful. That's what I'm hearing. So I'm hearing that whether you stay in Vegas or move to Texas, you're going to be successful. But I am hearing that I don't know why I'm hearing this, so I'm just going to throw it out there. I hear that Vegas is going to be unhealthy for you, not physically, but emotionally and your soul, but not physically. So don't take it that way.
When I first moved here, I did the tourist thing, again, obviously, drinking, gambling, things like that. And then it's like, oh, okay, wait a minute. I'm not on vacation. I actually have to live here. So, that was the first couple months. And, of course, it is what it is. And, again, when you're not working, there's a lot of idle time and things like that. I had, money, and so it was like one of those things. But yeah, now it's just like, oh, a casino? Are you kidding me?
I am hearing. I will tell you this: that I don't feel like you would be great in any cold climate. So I do feel as though you need to be in a warmer climate.
I'm from suburban Detroit, so you're absolutely correct. That's why I live out here.
Okay. But I'm hearing nothing but great things.
I would never go back
for you
to where there's snow.
But I'm still here. Why am I hearing Austin come through so strong and that you're going to finish your project there? Does that make sense at all?
It's interesting because I have a intuitive friend. When I was talking about Dallas, they brought up Austin as well, because I was also thinking about Portland, but there's just not enough sunshine there.
Yeah, that's what I agree with that.
In that sense, and it's just like, it's just like the rain, in the winters back home and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm addicted to sun now after living in Scottsdale, California, and now Vegas over the past 7 years. Yeah, sun's important.
I meant
but no, Austin has a great. I sold medical supplies, and that would be what I'd go to Dallas for. So again,
okay.
I could start applying. There's a bunch of tech companies in Austin, and you know, just start applying to sales positions and you know, that type of thing.
Right. I am here in Texas, so I'm hearing that you have a great infinity for people, healing people, even if you don't know you're healing people, talking to people, you know, you're a people person. So
yes.
No matter what you do, you're going to be successful. Do you have a dog? Because I keep seeing a dog following you everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. Because that dog, that dog just loves you to pieces and will follow you and everywhere you go. And I know that's obvious, but there's something about that dog that is so special.
Yes. No, I agree.
I'm just going to leave it at that, but okay. What do you hear, Robert?
I feel no matter what you do, you're going to be happy. Okay. I also do feel like the more sunshine, the better for you. And I definitely agree, no snow, the better. Okay. And I feel like in Texas also, I don't know where anything is in Texas. So, but you will be doing something that will make you happy and allow you to finish what you need to get done in order to bring you to that next level. But I do have to ask, what kind of dog do you have?
She is a shepherd mix, probably some, you know, probably a little bit of pit, maybe some boxer as well.
Okay. No, I have two dogs sitting right next to me, so I have to ask. But you will be very, very successful, okay? And
with the project or in if I decide to go into sales or both?
Anything the project is going to be hugely successful. The project
okay.
is going to be a huge thing. But, I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
will take a job to supplement before that project
yeah.
completes.
Yeah.
Are you
awesome.
Doing
no,
some
you're gonna
technical
be
writing or some writing? Because why do I keep hearing you're doing something with writing?
Well, there, it's always been mentioned that there's some sort of book coming in that sense. So I'm a psychic medium, and I have extensive business background. I was in commercial finance at the crash with $800 million in two loans going. I've owned retail and a fast casual kind of restaurant deli type of thing. So I've always been in sales, you know, medical sales and things like that. It's always been around that. So it's kind of getting into some sort of speaking platform with the spiritual and the business aspect and more so the sales. And kind of coaching, developing, and of course I want to, you know, I love doing, you know, readings and things like that because of the mediumship stuff.
Okay, that's why. I was seeing the mediumship. I don't know why. Your voice sounds really familiar. I'm wondering where we met. you're involved with church. Are you involved with churches?
With what?
At all? With spiritualist churches?
No. I mean, I've been to a couple
okay.
here and there. You know, I haven't, I'm not in that,
okay,
that circle.
No, that's okay. I just heard, Austin, and I also heard the spiritualist church in Austin for some reason. So I'm just throwing that out at you.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we only have a minute left. Other quick question, Mike, or because we're running out of time, I apologize.
That pretty much sums it up for me. I just have to now plant the seed and start looking in that direction.
Don't give up.
Thank you so much for calling
today.
Thank you both.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, so we have, and we're going to do the same thing for next week or do more mediumship or?
Yeah, we'll do the same thing next week, mediumship or readings,
perfect.
Either or. And we apologize that we couldn't take the last callers next
yep.
week at 5 o'clock next Sunday. Be sure to call in first so
yep.
that we can take your calls first. And thank you so much again for all of your listeners and for everyone listening in and calling in.
And thank you, and have a great rest of your Sunday.
Yep, and have a great week.
Talk to you soon, everybody. All right, talk to you soon.